You're listening to SBS News.
The last time England played South Africa in a World Cup final, Eddie Jones was in the Springboks camp as an assistant to head coach Jake White. The Australian Jones and South Africa tasted victory in Paris 12 years ago, but on Saturday night in Yokohama, he'll be plotting the Springboks' downfall. England stunned the two-time defending champion All Blacks last weekend to reach the final, but Jones says his side needs to keep on improving if it is to win the World Cup for just the second time in the country's history.
Look, we played a great team on Saturday, but we don't feel we've played as well as we can. And the challenge for us is to keep improving. That's why we can be fairly relaxed about this week. We've done a lot of hard work. We know what's ahead of us. We know how we can play to our strengths. We've got a pretty good idea what we've got to take away from the Springboks. But again, the point is they might come with something different and then we'll need to adapt.
South Africa is being led by its first black captain in Siya Kolisi. The 28-year-old is well aware of what leading his country to victory will mean for future generations of black players in South African rugby. He was born in an impoverished township on the outskirts of Port Elizabeth and remembers having to watch the final 12 years ago in a local tavern.
So really looking forward to it. And the last, where was I when we last time won the World Cup? I was actually watching it in the tavern because I didn't have TV at home. I remember what it did for us back then, 2007. You know, I've never seen people come together over sports. So yeah, that's where I was.
The other match of the World Cup this weekend takes place on Friday evening when New Zealand and Wales play in the bronze final. It's not something New Zealand fans want to get used to, but All Blacks coach Steve Hansen said as painful as the loss to England was last weekend, sometimes the pain itself leads to glory. In 2007, New Zealand was upset by France in a quarter-final. Hansen believes the two World Cup wins that followed came out of the hurt the defeat to France caused the All Blacks.
07 has won us two World Cups because it's created a real pain that's personal and deep inside you that you can't get. You can talk about it all you like, but until you suffer that yourself and it becomes personal, you don't know what people are saying. When you have adversity in sport, it makes you tougher.
To cricket, and Australia goes into Friday night's third and final 2020 match against Sri Lanka without all-rounder Glenn Maxwell. The 31-year-old withdrew from the squad on Thursday after deciding to take a break from the game to deal with mental health issues. He'll be replaced by Darcy Short. Australia coach Justin Langer says Maxwell did the right thing to seek support and take a break from the game.
Probably suspected for a while, he's struggling a bit, and it took great courage for him to tell us he wasn't okay at the moment. So in one way it's really good for him to have the courage to do that.
After Friday's match with Sri Lanka, Australia takes on Pakistan in the first of three T20 matches at the Sydney Cricket Ground on Sunday. In A-League action this weekend, Sydney FC is looking to bounce back from last weekend's derby defeat. The defending A-League champions face the Newcastle Jets on Friday night, and coach Steve Corriker says despite the defeat by the Wanderers in the derby, he doesn't want his side to change its approach.
The way we played last week I was very pleased with. Obviously not the result, but the way we played and the way we dominated the game. So, you know, I don't want to change too much from that. And we want the same kind of performance this week, but with a different result.
And finally, in motorsport, Lewis Hamilton could clinch the Formula One world title in the early hours of Monday morning. The British driver will confirm his sixth championship, as long as he finishes in eighth place or better in Austin, Texas. That would ensure his closest rival and Mercedes teammate Valtteri Bottas can't overtake him on the standings. John Baldock, SBS News.